Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Gimel Amar Lo Nisim and Hey, and the non-Jew, the Chayodim is discussing a scenario where the Jew is arranging with the non-Jew to purchase things for the Jew, and the purchasing is going to take place on Shabbos. So he's asking the non-Jew to do the Isser that a Jew is not allowed to purchase things on Shabbos. Amir Lenoch Rishus, therefore he's not allowed to ask a non-Jew to purchase for him in his stead. And even if it does not say explicitly, if it's only available on Shabbos, it's going to be problematic. He says there's another, that he gives a leniency, which we said that Mishabura does not accept, but he gives a second leniency, which the Mishabura is agreeable to. He could give it to him if it's available the rest of the week. So even though the non-Jew might purchase it on Shabbos, it might be easier to get it on Shabbos, but since that's the non-Jew's decision, because it is available the rest of the week as well, so then he could give it to the non-Jew, and this is true even if he gives it to him on Erev Shabbos, and the probability is high that the non-Jew will then just take care of it the next available day, which is Shabbos. So it's almost as if we can assume that's what's going to happen, but since it's still within the discretion of the non-Jew, that's going to be permitted. Furthermore, he says, Mutalar Melanokri, Be'er Shabbos, he can do the following. Instead of making the non-Jew his proxy, he could make it as a business proposition. He says the following, why don't you go on Shabbos? And I know there's a bit self on Shabbos. Buy for yourself. And I promise you that I will purchase from you after Shabbos. And I'll give you some type of profit. It'll be worth your while to buy this stuff, because I guarantee you, you'll be able to resell it to me with some type of profit. So the Jew is arranging for the non-Jew to do work on Shabbos. But in this situation, the non-Jew is not the shliach of the Jew in any way, shape, or form, because he's buying for himself. The non-Jew obviously has a choice, the option, if he wants to then keep it for himself or sell it to somebody else, can do whatever he wants with it. It's nothing to do with the Jew. He's not representing the Jew at all in this activity which is taking place on Shabbos. So that's not a problem. Now, Ryan, come on, Klub HaKlal Kuf, Simen Yud Gimel. So in Hichos Yom Tov, we're in Klal Gimel, so we're all the way ahead in Klal Kuf. We should be Gesutten Stark till we reach them, be a few years. So the Chayadim says that Bidi Avid Mutter Im Kana Hanachir B'Shabbos. Let's say that the non-Jew, going back to the scenario before, he was a Kablan, there was Ksitza, there was Yichud Malach to the Shabbos, and the non-Jew bought it on Shabbos. Or alternatively, there wasn't even Yichud Malach to the Shabbos. The non-Jew bought it on Shabbos. Now the Jew wants to benefit from it on Shabbos. He's a Kablan, there is Ksitza. Can the Jew benefit from the action that the non-Jew did on Shabbos? So we mentioned that one of the criteria is that the Jew should not be marviach that which the benefit with the non-Jew did malacha. Now over here the Jew is not being marviach. And said that of the harvacha, where they're referring to, we'll see later on, like what you mentioned before, the Jew has work to get done. I mean, having the non-Jew work on Shabbos, the non-Jew is available after Shabbos. Here we're dealing with a simple concept that there's a problem of being the henna from the activity and the actions of a non-Jew. Does that apply in a situation, b'di'evad, where there was a ketzitza and a kablonus? So this is actually two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that in case there was a person was katzatz, the non-Jew did malacha for the Jew, in the case of whether he made a garment, he tailored a garment. So the Shulchan Aruch says the Jew can wear the kli on Shabbos. Since there was ksitza, he did a daita nafshe, and the Jew can benefit from it. Then the Ramah brings a Geisha Yisrim Lalavshoi Koshidua Sheni Yehudi Gomer B'Shabbos. The non-Jew, at the end of the day, is doing it for, in some sense, for the Jew. Even though he's doing it, it's his project, and he's going to get paid. So we already questioned the whole idea that at the end of the day, he's doing it for the Jew. He said there's enough of a gap between the two that's going to be mutter. that the malacha is not going to be problematic. But if the Jew should benefit from it, that's inappropriate. So the Mechaber says it's mutter, because the non-Jew was not doing it for the Jew at all. And the Ramah brings his opinion that it's osur. The Mishabur and Simishin Zayin says that even though it's a machlokas over here, and there's a makom to be machmer, but when it comes to purchasing items, which is only nisad rabbanon, we can be samech on the first opinion, we can rely on the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and say the bidi yevid is going to be mutter. And that is what the Chayyadim is saying over here, that in a case where the non-Jew, meeting the criteria of tzitza, and meeting the criteria of kablonus, so when the non-Jew purchases it, and then he turns around and asks the Jew to, offers it to the Jew to use, the Jew can benefit from it. There's going to be one exception, which we will clarify by Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.